Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Between Two Pods. This time I'm recording somewhere different. I was invited off to a place in OnlyFans called The Docking Station. And I'm joined this week by Decaying with the Boys. Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, man?
Our OnlyFans reigns supreme.
Yeah, you know, the docking station here looks really nice, you know? Would y'all like to tell everybody what Decaying with the Boys is, where they can find you, and, you know, just go ahead and give all your plugs.
So, we down here in the Judgetorium, we are Decaying with the Boys. It's Adam, it's Matt, you know who we are, and you can find us on all social media. Put in social, end it with media, but make sure you search out Decaying WTB. That's everything from Facebook, Instagram, X, Threads, YouTube, and everything in between. Give us a little subscribe, see what we can do for you. And then, two, here, my buddy, the main brewmaster of Judgetorium, Adam, if you would, please.
Yeah, so me and my wife also homebrew here in the greater Pittsburgh area, and you can find all of our latest brews, and we do a bunch of charity events at @bash_brew on Instagram.
Absolutely. Make sure you check those guys out. Guys, how are we doing tonight?
I feel great.
Doing good. We peek behind the curtain. We did an episode together before this, so we're a couple beers in already.
Because we are in the throngs of charity season, too, so we have to try what we're trying to put out there for people. So it's also a little bit of R&D here in the Judgetorium as well.
Absolutely. So my question is then, what are we drinking tonight?
Oh, gosh. I have a buffet to the left of me here. So I'll start off with Adam perfected his Smash IPA. This is Jason's sleeping bag. It is a toasted marshmallow IPA, and a Smash IPA is a single malt, single hop IPA. This thing is, from front to back, a sweet version of an IPA, and it has a little bit of a smokiness to it with the sweetness and stickiness of a marshmallow. After that, I have Salute Your Schwartz, which is a Schwartz beer. Adam's first foyer into this style, and it is a dark lager that clocks in right around 5%, has a little bit of smokiness to itself as well. It has a nice darker profile to it, but it's something you could drink all day by the campfire. And last but not least, here at Pittsburgh staple, I have some hams because it's Pittsburgh to me, damn it. And and I said before in another podcast episode, I said it's two M's for that boy's a G. So I have some hams here for me as well.
Nice. Adam, what are we drinking?
And I'm also drinking a little bit of my own. It's called The Last Garrison. It's an English special bitter I just made. So it's kind of like an American pale ale, but with all European, mostly English ingredients. And then I am backing that up with the Headhunter IPA from Fatheads, which is from a state to the west of us, Ohio, up in the Cleveland area. But it's the best West Coast in America, in my opinion.
Easily. Yeah. Easily.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I have to join you guys. So I ran off to the local brewery today to pick me up my favorite beer. So,
yeah.
My favorite local brew.
Okay. I'm very excited about this. When people bring their local brews to us, I am always excited for this.
So, this is Common Bonds, brewed right here in lovely Montgomery, Alabama, the Zelda Blonde. If you don't know this, Zelda Fitzgerald was from here, so it's named after her.
Awesome. Nice.
This is my go-to.
It's a blonde ale then, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
I like a good blonde ale.
I do too, yeah.
Absolutely. So now that we know what everybody is drinking and that we're all going to be having fun, this should be a good recording. I can't wait to do this in the edit. So,
absolutely.
First question to kick this off, guys. How did your podcast start? Where are, or is it another tale as old as time about, I was in the pandemic and I was bored? And is it?
So, yes, but with a twist, though, because while we were in COVID, Adam and I, we've known each other since 2005, and Adam's been brewing up beer for over a decade. So he would invite me over to his spot, and we would brew beer together endlessly, between eight and 10 hours a day.
Well,
6 to 8 hours. And we would have these conversations with one another where we would, it's anything at all. Like, you're not seeing other humans, so you're breaking down things that you just want to bitch about. So we would talk about, you know, butt rock or metal or beers or
horror movies
or just like anything we wanted to talk about. And we're like, man, we should get some microphones so we can piss our wives off a little more. So we did. And Adam entrusted me to be the producer, and I got some microphones for us. And from there, like, it went from my cell phone to some Amazon special microphones to what we have now. We have some Rodecaster mics here. So this, we evolved, but yeah, it started from the annals of COVID, but it's expanded where we are now.
Yeah. And to build on that, so it was like, he was coming over to help me brew every other weekend, almost every weekend at some points during COVID. And I acknowledged, like, that was kind of my thing. I was into that. He was helping me out. And he asked if I would do a podcast, especially like during the brew day, there's some downtime where you're just sitting around drinking beers and bullshitting anyway.
Right.
And he came probably after like the sixth week we were doing it. He came at me and was like, hey, while we're just sitting around bullshitting, I think we should capture that. I would like to start a podcast and make that kind of my thing in the friendship we have here. And I said, sure. And we did like three of them, like he said, on crappy microphones. I was like, you know what? That's a lot of fun. Let's just keep doing it. So now we do it on a separate, we hardly ever do it on a brew day anymore because both things just got way more involved after COVID subsided. And stuff started opening back up. But now we have a dedicated podcast nights and have video and take the production more seriously and everything. Yeah. But yeah, it's definitely Matt's baby, and I just pepper in my bullshit.
He's being modest. This guy, like, I've never had someone in my very short career of trying to break into the comedy scene yes and the shit out of me as much as this guy right here.
Yeah.
I bring the most ridiculous ideas to him, and he's like, all right, man, I'll ride out the wave with you. I have no problem. Just, well, next step. Let's keep going. Let's get ridiculous.
Here's three more ideas.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. I always love hearing these stories, to be honest. I've had a couple people who've been like, oh, yeah, I've been doing this for like 7 years. And I'm like, what? Podcasting was around before COVID?
We definitely listened to podcasts before COVID, but we didn't dream of doing it.
No. So, in your opinion, real quick, what's the hardest part of podcasting to you? Obviously, tonight I would say time zones. I was a little unprofessional tonight and got time zones mixed up. I was telling the boys earlier, and I was like, oh, yeah, just sitting on the couch with the girlfriend. And she's like, don't you record tonight? I'm like, yeah, it's not till an hour later. Check Twitter, and hey, where are you at? And I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to get going, man.
That's probably one of the weirdest things, because like we mentioned before too, Dan from Casting Views, the guy is a whole 5 hours ahead of us, and you know, I've been lucky enough, and Adam's lucky enough to share that space with Dan. So it's usually like I'll be on Sundays at 11 a.m. with him, and Adam's gone to go on too. Time zones are crazy. I would say, but for us though, as we stay local, like, what's in our heart, what we want to do and we want to bring to the podcast space is the opposite of what people tell you to do. Like, everyone's go national, go big, go worldly. We like to bring the people that we're around up. So we have a lot of homebrewers, a lot of startup pro brewers. We have actors, musicians. They're all around us, and we like to bring them on and have them tell their story, because we're very DIY and we embrace that so much, and that's why we find pride in what we do. I don't care if I have one listener or 1,000 listeners. Please get me 1,000 listeners. But I don't care if it's 1 or 1,000. As long as I can bring attention to something to somebody, mission accomplished for me. And I know, knowing my buddy well enough of what he does and how we represent things, he feels the same way. It's huge for us, and we've talked to some incredible people. So it's twofold: to bring people up that we respect, but also too, to reach out to people we have no other reason to talk to than to have a podcast.
Right. Yeah, and I would agree with you. That's probably the first most difficult thing, and then second, like, even though it's just two of us, to get two of us and our schedules to line up, especially with me doing the brewing thing summertime gets real busy for me, real hectic. So it's just like the flexibility of us to like figure out what night during the week we're going to record. And then if it doesn't work out, can we do it virtual? What night works best for that? Like, so it's just, and we just communicate. Like, we already text each other daily about not podcast stuff anyway. So it's like, it's pretty easy for us. But there's some weeks, like, especially, like I said, summertime and now coming into the holidays where it's like, oh, do we want to double up 1 week and take a week off or just do a virtual one? What do we, because I think our virtual is getting better. But when right. me and him are in the same room, we are two times better than we'll ever be in any other situation. Like, we just feed off each other and it makes the podcast better. So we try to get it in person as much as we can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to go off a little bit off topic here. What is the worst beer?
Oh, the worst beer ever?
What's the worst? What's the worst to you? What's the worst?
Please don't take mine. Do you want me to go first so you don't take mine?
No. I won't take yours at all. So growing up where I did in a very small town in southwestern Pennsylvania, we got to travel out to other areas and try some different things. And I went to a small campus called Slippery Rock. And out there, they actually teach a class at the time. And I'm old. So
20 years ago.
Yeah. The chemistry teacher would teach the students how to brew beer, and it was called Tech Beer, and it okay. was 25 cents a can. That beer would melt the hair off of your nuts. This thing, it always tasted different, but it would get you jazzed up. I mean, it did the trick of a beer, but as you know, now I'm where I'm at now, and I have this guy feeding me some of the best beers in the burg. I could never go back to Tech Beer, but I'll say right now, hands down, I can say light it on fire, because Tech Beer is the worst beer I've ever had in my life.
Didn't see that one coming. For me, it won't get us any listeners, because it's a big international brand, and it's everybody knows it. Heineken, for me, is the worst beer.
Heineken? That's not what I expected you to say. Heineken, yep. Really?
Heineken, no matter if it could be sub-zero temperatures or it could be warm, it always tastes like warm skunk piss beer to me.
Skunk.
and I'm sure if I got it in Holland, is that where it's
It's brewed in New Jersey.
No, I'm sure if I got it in Europe it would be better, but get here in America is always skunk.
Well, it's the Guinness method too. You get Guinness over in Ireland, it's phenomenal. You get it here, it's made with fish bladder.
So it was an easy answer for me. I'm like, big international.
Well, that's like in my beer fridge out in the workshop, I have a bottle of Jägermeister from Germany, like from the, and it does not taste anything like the stuff you get here. It's actually like sweet and smooth. Oh. And I'll get people, I'll be like, take a shot. And they're like, I hate Jäger. I'm like, trust me, you're going to be weirded out. Yeah. They'll take the shot of it. They're like, what the fuck?
I hate what we get here in North America too, but I'll still take a shot if you ask me.
Yeah.
But I would love to try from the source.
One of my favorite things to do at clubs whenever I was younger was to get a Jäger bomb and sip it very, very, very smoothly.
You're a psychopath.
Like, oh yeah. Put the shot in and be like, this is delicious. This is vintage, isn't it?
Start swirling it in the glass.
See, I like Jaeger in the first place, even like what we have here, but I also love Red Bulls. It's going to be the death of me, but we recorded like an episode of the Game Club the other day. I had a pint glass, and it maybe had like a quarter of it was Jaeger. The rest was just Red Bull in it. I'm like, all right, this is what I'm drinking for the recording.
You're my man, dude.
That's a strong play.
I like that shit.
Yeah. So, who is the dream guest to pull on to the show?
Oh, wow.
Who would you love to have on, to sit there in the judgatorium with you?
That's a great question, because we've kicked this around a lot, and we actually had our dream guest on at one point. We had David Howard Thornton come on and talk to us about Terrifier 2. And then we had our favorite band, Tao and Street Corner Thieves, come on with us at one time too. So
yeah, we got very lucky in that first year.
Absolutely. I was just taking shots. So so now I would just up the ante. I would say I have to really reach out there and try to get people that I think would have a great time. I think it's more about a great time with us. I would say I would really like to get somebody like higher up there. You know, things come to mind, like I would love to have like an Andrew Santino, maybe like a Bobby Lee, like Bad Friend situation, or even like their producer Andreas. I'd like to pick his brain about how he gets those two personalities to kind of mix together. So I would, you know, any one of those three would be fantastic.
Absolutely.
And I'll go into my lane. I would like Sam Calzone from the head brewer and owner of Dogfish Head Brewing to come on. They're a huge brewery outside of Delaware that merged with Sam Adams a few years ago. But yeah, he would be my dream guest. I have met him in person and talked to him a few times. It was awesome. And he's just like a super vibrant personality in the brew scene. I think it'd be a good interview.
Gotcha. That both sound like an excellent
maybe
time.
Robert England too, to get into horror movies. Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, if I read Robert England right now, I would lose days talking to that guy.
Oh man. Guys, I need y'all's help real quick.
Sure.
A or B.
Underdogs B.
B.
Yeah, going B.
My last initial. Fuck my first initial.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like I said, I gotta play some catch up with y'all. So next beer I'm pulling out of the magical cooler that you can't see off to the side.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
It's just regular beer.
I love it.
Is that local as well?
It's so good.
No, it's from Duclaw Brewing. I wish this was local.
Oh, we love Duclaw Maryland.
Yeah, from Baltimore. Yeah. So, for those of y'all who can't see, the reason we're all laughing, it's a literal white can that just says regular beer, a beer that tastes like beer. And
Duclaw Brewing, you've hit me in my central nervous zone. Duclaw Brewing, famous for making a beer called Sweet Baby Jesus.
Sweet!
Yes!
Baby Jesus, baby!
Which is a chocolate peanut butter stout that is amazing.
Oh, it's a knockout, dude. That's, and born in Maryland, it hits hard for me, too. It gets me right in the cockles of my heart. Warms them right on up there.
I'm from the South. I'm used to people brewing, like, moonshine.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah, we do that shit around here, too.
Yeah, we're not far from West Virginia. So
you know the sketchiest thing I've ever drank moonshine out of?
What's that?
It was a Gain detergent bottle, the one with the little pour spout on it.
Oh. That's what I'm talking about, bro. So
pre-Tide Pods.
So what's funny about that is I went to Mayhem Fest with another buddy of ours, and we ran into a guy named Turtle, and he was like, "I got all these moonshine jars, bro." And was that you? Were you there?
It was me. Yeah. We drank his moonshine in line for the porta potty,
and we ate his blueberries out of the.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
I almost blacked out. I ate those things. Yeah. I was like, "Oh my god, what's gonna happen next?"
That was the year our third friend went in through the ticket gate and went right to the med tent.
Yeah, right to the med tent.
Because he was already fucked.
Yeah. He lost his Kiss Alive 95 t-shirt, and he was most pissed about that. I was like, "You're not mad that you blacked out and missed half the concert?"
As soon as he said moonshine, that's immediately what I thought of. I was like, "Oh, I drank shady West Virginia moonshine in line for a concert."
Gotta talk like this. My name's Turtle.
I was at a Dove shoot.
Okay.
I was at a Dove shoot.
I like Slade more and more as we talked. I already liked you, dude. But
well, thank you. Thank
it's
you. Like
it's even bigger now.
Before we get to another question, I'm also moving on.
Okay.
I'm also moving on to a lighter fare. Mm-hmm. It's Genesee Cream Ale. It's from New York. It's their don't juice it up.
I'm a juice it.
It's their cheap premium beer. But it's delicious. it's probably a lot like your regular beer. It's just an American ale with corn in it. So
yep,
it's so good.
Crack that open. It's the important thing is it's under 5%.
That's what you need right now, Daddy.
It's right at 5%. That's what I need.
So moving. That's what Michelob Ultra is for, just to say.
Yeah, it
now.
Certainly is.
To move back into our questions, if we were going to show off one episode of y'all's podcast, what's an episode you're going to pick?
The episode with Bigfoot Benjamin is 100% my favorite episode we ever did. And I'm glad you asked that question. That dude came in, and mind you, we have had guests show up absolutely hammered for our show because we are a craft beer and combat sports. He showed up sober as a bird, and he made me laugh the hardest that any other guest ever made me laugh. And if you go to the second half where we're doing questions from the internet, we ask him, you know, if you could have a superpower, what would it be? And he wants to be small, like the magic school bus to go in orifices to like, It's incredible.
It's the first time I spit out beer on the podcast.
If you go on our YouTube,
it came out my nose.
It's one of our clips on our YouTube and our TikTok, and it's. I have never laughed that hard at a guest. I actually had to do like a preemptive promo on our social media, be like, you guys need to be prepared for this because we are about to get real strange on our podcast. And it was amazing. And you want to know what we do with guests? That's it right there.
So I have, here we go. I have a tie.
I have two.
I'm pulling it out. I have two. I have two, and they're both with local breweries here. We did one with Ben Steffen from Arboretum Trail right before he opened his brewery that, like, was just insanely funny. And my belly hurt after that podcast. Much like, I don't disagree with your choice either. Same reason. Like, I like the podcast we laugh the most at. And then we did a second one with Justin Goodfellow from Yellow Bridge Brewing out here. And same thing. We started talking about Mortal Kombat. And fisting people, and it got really fucking goofy, and I had a blast.
Yeah.
And they, like, rolled out the red carpet for us. Like, they were giving us food, man, and beers.
It was like Caligula. Nice. We were just, like, just in complete decadence. Anything we wanted, they were just hooking us up.
Yeah, we were just talking about how many people Goro could fist at one.
Yeah, and they were like, you want more beer? I'm like, absolutely more beer. Bring it to me, peasants.
And then to go back to Ben Steffen, like, he had us in his brew space.
Yeah.
2-3 weeks before they were even opening.
Yeah.
Just to, like, preview it, and he wanted us to, like, get a first look at it and get a first taste of the beers. Like, I just really appreciated it. And then on top of that, he was very fucking funny. Like,
we had a great time. Scissor me beer daddy. And
that might have been our first one. Was that the first time we, like, traveled for a podcast?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was really good.
Sounds tremendous. Now, I don't know if I might divide the room here a little bit, but I am curious about it. And I haven't watched wrestling.
You will, because he sucks.
Shut up, dude.
I haven't watched wrestling in a long time. Kind of keep up with it through the osmosis of the internet. But back, I guess it's still around, but WWE or Raw, or SmackDown versus Raw. I'm sorry. That's what it was, wasn't it? Where'd you go?
SmackDown versus Raw?
Yeah.
I'm taking Raw all day. Because it's the premier night for wrestling. Who the fuck wants to watch wrestling on a Friday? I DVR that shit for a reason. And just because Roman Reigns is on it right now does not mean anything to me. He defends his title every 35 days. He's not even half the champ that Maxwell Jacob Friedman is on AEW. I don't want to hear shit about Roman Reigns. Needle mover, no more. I'm telling you right now, he's out there just bothering children. I'm telling you right now that Raw is the way to go because you have more storylines. It's layered. The women's division is highlighted even better. I think that Raw has a staple in professional wrestling right now, especially with the shakeup they had with the recent roster moves. You see a lot of premier talent being placed in the main event, especially Cody Rhodes. Huge staple right now, jumping from AEW to WWE, and he's featured on Raw. And I hate to believe that you can even come back with anything. You're staring at me through my soul.
Well, you like jumped on like he was just talking about current day. Are we talking about all time or current day?
I'd say all time.
Oh, all time. That's different, though. That's not fair.
Well, you just jumped into the answer like an idiot.
I'll double down and say Raw because Stone Cold Steve Austin dominated that Monday Night War.
That's fine, but Kurt Angle, Chris Benoit,
Perk Angle,
Edge, all the good upcoming talent was on SmackDown.
That's true.
And it wasn't always on Fridays. It was on Thursdays back when it came out. It was named after the fucking Rock, you stupid piece of shit. And SmackDown was the predominant television series, got network television spots where fucking Raw was stuck in cable television for all the poor people.
Yeah, me.
Yeah. SmackDown was classic wrestling, technical wrestling, fucking killed, man. man.
What are you talking about? ECW was better than SmackDown.
Yeah, but dude, he didn't. That wasn't in the
that
question.
Wasn't part of the question. But I'm telling you right now, the ECW.
Now you're bringing in side.
All right, Slade. Next question.
Idiot.
I can't even fucking do this
you're
right
an
now.
Idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
SmackDown way better. And you know what?
No.
3 hours of wrestling on a Monday night. Get the fuck
dominates.
Out of here. No, you can't it's do
the
shit.
It's the second highest promoted program next to Monday Night Football during the fucking football season. I don't know how else you want the. Next question.
There ain't no football.
I can't do this.
There ain't no football on Friday nights.
There ain't no football on Friday.
What are you watching? High school football? What are you, weird?
Yeah. Says the guy who's fucking watching wrestling on a fucking Friday night. I don't,
acknowledge me.
We the ones.
Oh, see, this is what you get when
you
turn us against each other.
Yeah, well. Next question.
You find out I'm always right and Matt's an idiot.
That's impossible, so. I want to know.
I don't know if I want to go into the next question. I really don't.
So tell me how I deface Adam's character on every episode. I'll tell you about that shit real quick.
Oh, shit. Whew. Okay, let's bring it back for a bit.
Okay.
If y'all could add two more people into the Jojatorium as permanent co-hosts, who are you adding?
Oh man, for sure. I think we can agree that Dan from Casting
Don't
Views.
Don't take
would be
mine.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying Dan from Casting Views would be fun because not only is he like moral,
yeah, he's classy
because we need that. But he's also from the UK, so that gives us another side of wrestling that we don't get to see very often. And then I would say if we could bring another person, I don't know, like probably, I mean, you'd probably bring on someone more serious.
I mean, Dan's pretty serious.
Dan's serious, but his levity is English, so it's hilarious. I mean, and is that like, well, shit, man, Slade, you come on, man, you could be our fourth on that one. That'd be so much fun. I mean, you're also drinking beer with us.
Yeah,
just regular beer.
Just regular beer. I'm down for it. So let's Dan from Casting Views and Slade from Game Pod.
Can I throw one in too?
Yeah,
sure. Go ahead.
And you can audit out whoever you want out of Slayton.
Yeah, okay.
Man, I'd like to bring on Marcus Parks from last podcast.
Marcus Parks? Oh, you're going mainstream. That's cool.
I'm going, yeah. Well, I want
to
get
sponsorships. You could have gone anywhere with it. Matt, you decided to go indie sphere. You could have picked anybody.
That's I would go Marcus Parks.
That's where I belong. Marcus Parks is a great choice. Yeah.
And he's like way smarter than both of us.
So. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's a given.
So, I mean, so are you and Dan probably. Yes. Like. We're just dullards down here in Southwest PA.
Talk about wrestling.
I just work with dirt. Couldn't tell you. I'm not that smart.
The dirt speaks to me.
Yeah, basically, it's I like this rock. So we walk into the bar, right? We walk in, sit down at the bar.
Yeah.
What's the go-to beer order?
The go-to beer order, I would say, depending on the time of year, that would kind of dictate what I want to do. But let's just say it's summertime, because that's the time I like to go out to breweries more often, outdoor space. We have a lot of it here in Pittsburgh. I'm going to go with usually some kind of shandy. I like that, or a lighter fare, like the blonde ale.
Right.
But I want to go something crisp, something clear. I'm going to go to a garage beer. I would say... here, and I'm throw out to my buddy here, he makes a lemon shandy called Dad Shoes, which is it's a beer that I really enjoy, and I've drank on my back porch on multiple occasions. So I would say, yeah, something lighter fare, like a lemon shandy in the summertime.
Well, I'll just take the other season. I'll go wintertime.
Yeah.
When you guys are all listening to this, and I'll I'll go with a nice hearty stout. It doesn't need to be a crazy ABV, but I like a good roastiness on it.
Yeah.
Triple
shakes.
And that's, yeah, like a good coffee stout is always great in the winter. But if it's a hard day at work and I'm just getting off during happy hour, especially down here in southwestern PA, a Boilermaker, which is a shot of whiskey chased by a regular beer, is perfect. So, like, maybe, you know, a shot of Jack Daniels chased by, let's go with a national brand, let's get Miller Lite, you know? Here in Pittsburgh, it would be Icy Light.
Yeah. Shout out to Bobby Nacho.
Around the world, it would be a good Miller Light, or a Coors Light, or a Bud Light. You know, but yeah, just your high, your, you know, mid tier whiskey. You shoot it, and then you chase it with a nice light beer.
I like that.
I love that in the wintertime.
It's classic.
Sounds warm and refreshing.
Oh, it is. Warms the cockles of the heart.
Yeah, good coffee stout.
Oh, that's so good.
Ooh, you know, when it's payday and you got that extra money.
Yeah. Give me that. Chip, triple shakes.
Absolutely. So now I'm going to make you kind of like choose your favorites, and choose. What's your favorite indie podcasts?
Oh, wow.
See, and if they don't remember you, then they don't really like you. That's the way I always like to play this game.
Oh, that's tough, man. So, I mean, I think it's fair to say I belong to...
Mine's Casting Views. Before Matt steals it.
I belong to a group of podcasters that have supported me a ton. So it's the Brain Trust, and it's comprised of a bunch of different podcasts ranging from a talk around podcast, movie podcasts, general, you know, it's an incredible group to be in. And to name them all, I'm going to forget them and I don't want to be that guy, but I want to say the Brain Trust is where I lie. I would say for indie podcasts outside of them that I listen to, I would say Rocky Powell's podcast is a good one, because she actually featured us on her Instagram Live when we first started, and she and I came in at the same time and she really supported us. I'd also say Chat Tsunami. Mm-hmm. We started at the same time and they were very supportive of what we were doing, so listen to them every week. And then man, I would say probably there's one that's focused on Goosebumps, and I really enjoy that one. I think it's called Treats with R.L. Stein.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's really good because they actually make it very funny, talk about, like, you know children's books, but R.L. Stein's in my lexicon, so I like that. So those are the ones I really enjoy. And of course, Slade, I enjoy your podcast very much as well.
Oh, I was going to call you out so hard before I rolled into the next question. If y'all did, I was going to be like, all right, see, not Game Club. All right, I see how it is.
I wanted to save it for right now.
Of course, everything from Game Club.
Everything from Game Club.
Perfect. Great, yeah. Great save.
But then Casting Views, because, I mean, they've had me on, so the rest of the Brain Trust, reach out. Matt's my agent now, apparently.
As
you will be hearing on the podcast soon. But besides that, like, as far as my brewing side, there's one called the Brewlosophy podcast that's really, really dives into, like, experiments in brewing. That's informational, but not boring. It's very entertaining. So that would be my other one to go to.
Nice.
All right. I'm going to roll with this, like, a little earlier. You know, we asked about the bar scene. You know, we've had a couple drinks, but I'm coming over tonight, and we're going to have a movie night, right? We're going to do a movie binge. What's the horror movie binge lineup?
So, welcome to the Judgetorium, because we're about to fuck you up. So, over here, I have a statement I like to make to people that I'm willing to lose a majority of you to gain a few of you. So, I'm going to show you movies that I feel I love, and that they are love letters to the horror community. So I'm going to start you off with Terrifier, because one of the kill scenes in that movie is absolutely gorific. Giving someone a saw from private parts to nape. It's pretty incredible. But then I'm also going
to
show you
South Pole to North Pole.
Yeah. I'm also going to show you a movie called The Special. I'm going to have you dive into that one to see what it's like to have your relationship fall apart because you're banging a box. And then let's see here. There are some other ones here. Green Inferno, because that's schlocky and there's lots of poop in that one. And I don't know. Round it out with something fun. The Cube. I make you watch The Cube with me. Yeah. Those are the four I queue up for you.
Man. Do I have Adam. Any time left? I mean, I'd start everybody off probably right after Matt showed everybody Terrifier and The Special. Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 for me is a huge one. If you listen to our podcast, I fucking pump it all the time. It's gory but fun and hilarious, in my opinion. Aside from that, maybe The Thing.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is a good, like, mind bender. and then I'll fuck everybody up with Martyrs.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, yeah.
The old French version, send you home happy.
Yeah. Oh. Don't watch the American version. Watch the French version.
Yeah. It's going to be a long night. That's all I've heard. And we're going to be several beers in. Guys, before we go to our next question, I've got one other different kind of beer down in the cooler. We ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is you got through that regular beer quicker than I did.
I told you. I got to play a little catch-up tonight.
I like this.
So, this one here, a lot of people may not know this. I'm an avid golfer, and I was in we have, like, a local store here called Dirk's, and they have, like, three aisles that are nothing but different beers from different places. And it's a cool little, like, local place, and they do the same thing with wine. They get wine from all over the world. But this one here is from the Back 40, which is also Alabama brewed. This is called the Cart Barn.
Oh, that looks cool.
Nice. Very nice label.
Yeah, I wish I could remember it's part of the Robert Trent Jones golf course series.
Okay.
But,
oh, nice.
It also, one of the things I really like about the Back 40, at least they do it. Not everybody does. I think they should. They put, like, what you should pair with it. And in this case, it's got chicken and ice cream, which I can't picture the two of those going together. So we'll figure this out. But
I mean, I've done back...
Who hasn't?
But you can find Back 40 Brewing Companies from Gadsden, Alabama. That's like north near Tennessee.
Very nice.
I like that. That label was sick, dude.
Dude, and yeah, if that's where you got Duclaw from, like, they're pulling in some really good brews.
That's
like,
good distro, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's great. It's like three aisles of nothing but just craft beer and like one, like, just wall refrigerator full
that's
of
awesome.
Them.
Because like we just that. Started getting Duclaw here like 6 years ago or whatever. Say, and we border them.
I mean, I can even get Dan has probably told you, but the Brits, first time I tried it, I was hanging out with Tim and Joey from my podcast over in England, and it's called Copperberg, and it's a cider.
Oh, okay.
And it's
hell
the only place I've ever seen it here. They actually bring it over. I think it's like brewed in Sweden.
Nice.
Holy and I can get it here. Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I know.
I love European cider.
Yeah, absolutely.
This one, it's pear flavored.
Oh, even better.
But I've lost that one to the girlfriend. She tried the first one and she's like, "These are mine now." And I'm like, "All right, well, I guess that's how that works."
I would have been full tilt with my shit too, man. So give me a pear flavored cider. I'm all about that thing, man.
Give me the Travis Kelce of cider.
I'd bang Travis Kelce for a good pear cider.
I think he'd bang you.
I'm here for it.
Oh, good lord. So we've talked about, you know, a little bit of horror movies, a little bit of combat sports, a little bit of brewing. Let's get back over to y'all's podcast, right?
Yep.
What is your favorite thing about podcasting?
It's the freedom of expression. I think it's the last bastion of being able to do what you love. And you get to, you know, I get to be creative and I get to be not who I am. The rest of the time I get to write how I want to write, and I get to hang out with my best friend and just have conversations that I want to have, and I get to have that delivered to people who need a break from reality. So my break from reality gets given to others, and they get to separate themselves out, and hopefully we save them from whatever the hell is going on in their life for a few moments. So that's the biggest thing for me. It's like, you know, I love it. I love the creative expression of it all. It's just fantastic.
I'm gonna be so much more selfish with mine. For me, like, and again, my favorite part. I love having listeners. I love everything about it. But for me, it's scheduled time for me to hang out with my best friend I've ever had. So, like, we've in our personal lives, we went in pretty opposite directions. So, like, if we didn't have this, we might not talk to each other in person as much as we do. So I love that it's just scheduled time every week, or at least every other week, that, like, we're hanging out for a couple hours drinking beers, because it's literally my favorite thing to do. And so It gets really sappy and really personal, but that's like my favorite. Though.
Thank you.
That's,
hey, look, this is y'all's show right now. This is y'all's show.
You I love you, too.
I ain't saying that shit, but...
That's as close as you're going to get to it from Adam. Sorry, Matt. That's as close as he's ever going to get to it.
Hey, he hits me with the I know.
Yeah, sure. I'll give you a real deep eye roll on that.
So, sticking with this, right? If your podcast is going to be about something completely unrelated to what y'all talk about now, what's the topic? So you can't do beer, can't do combat sports, can't do horror movies. What are we talking about?
So my background in my professional career is mental health. So I would talk about pedestrian mental health coping strategies if I possibly could. I mean, it'd be really cool to break down things that people could do to avoid the things that I've faced personally. You know, I wish I had people in my ear at times to help me kind of de-escalate. So I would like to give that to people that really need it. And I think that the job experience I've had and the trial and error I've had, I've been able to acquire things I feel are very, I don't want to say bulletproof, but they're damn close, man. And I'd love to give that to people, because if I could save one person from getting to the depths of their brain and not knowing how to deal with it, I'd love to do that. So that would be my thing.
Mine's way simpler. That's super deep. So mine, I'll have two, because my first one's kind of a cop-out. It would be bourbon, because I love whiskey. But that's very close to beer. So, aside from that, it would be archery for me.
Okay.
It was a big hobby of mine in my youth. I keep dabbling back into it, and I want to get back into it. It's just a time issue. But if I couldn't do horror or beer or combat sports, that would be the next place I would go.
Gotcha. Man, we just had a little, like, gear change in tone, didn't we?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, he got really sentimental, and I'm like, oh, I'm either going to drink shit or shoot shit.
Well, I'll just say something I firmly believe in.
I also believe in mental health. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's not in my background. I just suffer through it. You have some control. Yeah.
So I'm in the middle of listening to the audiobook for it right now, but Matthew Perry's book.
Yeah.
His autobiography. He reads it himself, first of all, on Audible, and I really would recommend it. But if you are somebody like Matt, you know, you like mental health stuff, it's his deep dives into, like, how he was feeling and about his addiction and everything. It is so tragic, but so, like, heartbreaking and interesting to listen to.
Yeah. I would say, you know, when you have a co-occurring disorder, it really, the cyclical nature of a co-occurring disorder is deadly, you know, and you know, Perry saw that first and foremost. It one feeds the other so deeply, and again that goes back to why I would want to talk about those things, because sometimes it just takes one of those, someone just saying the thing that needs to chime in your brain to get you to stop thinking, you know, doom spiral. So
I mean, for me, like, if I get in that spiral, just, yeah, somebody else I can relate with,
yeah,
whether they know me or not, helps,
like, cracks a bell with you or something. Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right, let's take it back out of this space and let's
get back to the farts. Get back to the funny.
Let's say y'all went to that store I went to today, right, that I was telling you has, like, all the beer that you could possibly think of in there. Is your favorite beer? Doesn't matter how small that batch is. Doesn't matter what time of year it is. That beer is there. What is that beer?
Oh, shit. You can't say it once. You can't say it twice. But you gotta say it three times. Trip, 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 triple shakes from Hitchhiker Brewing. It is the Imperial Coffee Stout Triple Shakes. That beer is a knockout. That thing is front to back, packed with flavor. Packed with everything you want from an Imperial Coffee Stout. It is fantastic. I can't believe that thing doesn't come out more often. And Adam actually surprised me the one time, and I still have a can of it. I'm aging it right now. It is the barrel-aged triple shakes. I have it in my refrigerator. I'm aging it myself, and I cannot wait to crack that thing. I'm waiting for a special occasion for it. But triple shakes from Hitchhiker Brewing here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is my favorite beer. And if I could buy pallets of it, I would. And you are so stumped.
Yeah, I don't. Damn it, I wish I hadn't answered that obvious. Like, I could have answered for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Fuck, because I know yours. What the fuck is mine?
Mine, here, I'll give you mine if I can go for it.
Yeah.
So mine is an odd one, but it's Lone Star.
Lone Star is just so good.
But it's just a straight up like American lager that tastes exactly what an American lager should taste like. And that to me is what makes it like the best beer, you know? It doesn't try to like lie. Like I took my first sip of this and I was like, oh, you are what Miller Lite advertises that it tastes like, huh? Aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, funny story about Lone Star. Me and my wife went to a wedding in Dallas, Texas.
Oh shit.
5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe six now. And the venue had Lone Star, fucking Miller Lite, and shit, what was the Heineken? Something shitty.
Yeah.
Something, maybe not as shitty as Heineken. But we drank Lone Star out completely. Because it was fucking good.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good, it's just.
I guess I can't get it as specific as Matt. But I would go with, because I'm not super familiar with this place, but I visited there twice now. I've had a bunch of their beers mail ordered, maybe through not quite legal means. But Burial's IPAs.
Oh, yeah, those are delicious.
I'm a big fan. Burial out of Asheville, North Carolina. Love their concept. Love what they're doing. They don't need any fucking promotion from me because they're fucking killing it. But, yeah, they make some really good beers. They're my favorite brewery I've ever had. So I'm just going to go with something from Burial.
Yeah, it's a good choice.
It's, I can't pick local. I'll get crucified if I pick something local.
That's why I do it.
Ooh. That's actually the next question.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The local brew. What is it?
I already answered for you. Triple shakes
yes,
for
you
me.
Did.
Hitchhiker is good for me. But a close second is the Submarine beer from Grist. I do enjoy.
Is that the yellow submarine? The sour?
Yellow yeah. submarine.
Which has like every adjunct in it, but you can taste stuff. Them all. Yeah.
It's delicious.
This is what Adam's like, whatever I'm brewing. And then that's just like the biggest scapegoat, right?
Yeah. Nah, for me, so I will give you. Damn it, dude. I can't.
That's a tough one.
I got to throw a couple out there. For lagers, Golden Age. In Homestead, PA. Fucking, it's just a lager house and it's fucking killing it right now. Old Thunder out in Blonox, PA is just doing great English shit. Leaning Cask, great English shit. Damn, who else can I say? Arboretum does crazy adjuncty beers.
Yeah.
Same with Abjuration. Like, I'm not picking one. Like, I got my buddies. and they're all making good beers. Like, Pittsburgh right now is just outrageous for beers. So it's just like, who has the best release this week? And that's where you go. Like, Intergroove's got killer shit. Like, yeah, I can't. I'm sorry, I can't answer that one. As hard as it is. I just like it. It all depends on the day for me. Yep. Yeah.
But all good.
I have been leaning more into lagers. So, like, as I get older, as I need to.
Garage beers, baby.
As I need to eat more or eat less carbs and drink more beer as I go. Whatever's under 5%.
Yeah, there's a beer that's brewed here, and it's skating like under what should be classified as wine and not beer, and it's called Snake Handler.
Ooh, I like that.
And
name.
It's brewed up in Birmingham, Alabama. I wish I could remember who did it, but it's called Snake Handler. It is 12% alcohol.
Oh yeah, give me that shit.
Yeah, that's Matt's lane.
That's I'm impervious to the Imperial. I can slam a keg of that shit.
You are pretty good on it.
Yeah.
The first time I ever had it, I was at a hockey game. And, that was the best hockey game I've ever been to.
Yeah, it's the best hockey game ever.
Guys, I hate to tell y'all, we only got like three more questions. Y'all been knocking this out of the park. Y'all been fantastic.
That's what we do, man. You bring it to the boys and we just...
It's my favorite thing to do.
It is, yeah.
Answering questions.
So, what's a combat sport that's not talked about enough? What's like that niche one that you know that you wish was brought up more often in like big circles?
First? I got one.
Yeah, go ahead, go first there,
buddy. The Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship for me is unbelievably brutal, but very straightforward, and they're doing a really good job coming up. So yeah, easy answer for me is Bare Knuckle.
I would say for me, it is the, to kind of piggyback off you, it's the Bare Knuckle MMA, because it's, it started off with combat jiu-jitsu, where you would see Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighters kind of like in a flow kind of tournament style, but they were able to do open palm strikes with one another, and it evolved into Bare Knuckle MMA. So you see guys and gals who don't put on the 5 ounce gloves going after each other. The reason why that to me needs more attention is because at its purest form, Bare Knuckle MMA allows the danger and the caution of not resting. So if you've ever done jiu-jitsu, you know there are spots in certain transitions where you can kind of hold and work towards something, but this takes it out. So there's more nuance to it where, you know, guys like me, and I love to watch the small things here, and Bare Knuckle MMA kind of brings those things into the game where you see strikes leading into transitions, and it adds to the art of Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So
well, it's probably easier to get a grip on without the gloves too.
Yeah, plus you got the tape to,
right,
so
so it's kind of grip.
And also, little unknown secret, maybe I'm not sure or not, but most people who ask about pro wrestling, why do they wear the tape on their wrists and their hands? People are like, oh, it's because they have injuries. No, it's for grip. So whenever they're doing moves and whatnot, it's actually to hold on to the wrists more to get more leverage. So it definitely does. I mean, that medical tape adds that layer of grip to it. Yeah,
I have to go back to mine with the bare knuckle stand up too. I like seeing the gentleman do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be sexist.
Platinum Mike Perry, motherfucker.
I don't like watching the women do it. Like they get too brutalized, and it really like breaks my heart
a little bit.
They
get in very tight. That's one thing I've noticed with bare knuckle women.
Oh, they just jack up each other's chins real bad.
Yeah. Ooh, oh man. Wow. They get
brutal about it.
They get inside dirty fighting real quick.
Yeah, it's not because they're bad at it, it's because they're too good at it.
Yeah.
Like shit.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
it hurts my feelings.
It does.
Also, just so y'all know, if I look a little crazy, there's a fly buzzing around me, and I've been trying to kill it for like the last minute. So if I'm over here like darting my head around, I'm keeping an eye on this little fucker.
Give it some of that regular beer.
I saw you go to Agent 47 on it there for a second.
Yeah, it's like hovering around me. So what are three things you would take to a deserted island? Now, in the past, I've said, you know, the only thing this place doesn't have is, like, obviously, like, an internet connection, but it does have, like, the eternal power cord and, like, you know, a TV and, like, a couch, you know, like, you have, like, that at least, but, you know, I've told people before, it has just a computer that can, you know, if you stick something in it, it'll play, it doesn't matter.
So, like, internet and electric, so if I just take, like, a Fire TV, I got it all.
No, there's no internet.
God damn it. Good, Matt. You go first.
A fishing pole, a hot plate, and
you're trying to survive.
I'm trying to survive. Yeah.
I'm trying to have a good time.
I don't know. You got your basis. You know, like, you know, little like cast iron skillet to cook in. Kind
of
thing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Then
you're
I want a DVD player, one copy of Superbad. No, I would still go fishing pole. I mean, because you need that. You want to try to pull in some game, of course. I would say probably a machete.
I'm including this stuff in the like the survival kit, Matt. You're good.
Fun shit. Go fun shit.
Go
fun cool.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Pocket pussy. I would say shit, man, that's a great question. Now there's all the things that I want that are like, because I'm a fat guy, I just need food.
I was listening to a podcast
already.
Yeah, that's pocket pussy.
No.
I still want a fishing pole though. That's fun. I want that. And then I would say I would want one copy of Sugarcoated Murder's Click Click Bang book so I can read that over and over again. That'd be a good one to have. And then I would like...
Yeah. You don't have to suck up to him now. We're past the part where you're supposed to suck up to the other indie podcast, man.
I can't help it. Oh, shit, man. So there's no Wi-Fi or nothing, huh? I want a GPS, like, satellite phone. I want that to play Snake on it. Your turn.
You're so dumb. Do I have electric?
Yeah. There's like a universal power.
I have electric. Yeah. All right. So can I hack this and one of my things be internet connection?
No.
God damn it.
Shut down.
Well, definitely an endless supply of... It's a tropic island?
Yep, it is a tropic island.
Sardines.
So for my... Wait, I don't have a refrigerator there, right?
Nope.
No, you do not.
All right, so one, a fridge. Two, a lifetime supply of Modelo. Because I'm in the tropics, baby.
I like that, okay.
And I got to cop out. I need suntan lotion. I need sunscreen because I'm pale as
You're
fuck.
Such a Viking.
And that's all I need. I will drink enough till I hallucinate. And
I
then,
like that. Yeah.
And then just every day, a new shipment of Modelo
like
generates. Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking you're going to say like a lime tree to grow.
That would help. That would be nice. But I definitely need sunscreen.
Sunscreen over limes all
and,
day.
Well, and Modelo sucks warm, so I need that fridge.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I will make up my own horror movies in my mind after the 20th one.
Yeah.
Fuck your stupid fucking shit.
What a fishing pole. I want to be entertained.
I want to fish. Drink enough beers, you'll be entertained.
Yeah, but I want to catch a fish. What are you going to do? Sit there and count your bottle caps?
Matt reminded me of a little bit. There was a podcast I was listening to forever ago. And I about fell over laughing. I was cutting the grass, and the guy was talking about that fleshlights. They're made in Austin, Texas, and that's where they were filming their podcast. And he's like, our audience is 80% male. I don't know why they're not a sponsor, and I'll give you the first one for free. And he just, everybody's dead quiet. And he just grabs the mic, and he just goes, this podcast is brought to you by Fleshlight. Fleshlight, go fuck yourself. And...
I feel like you're just putting it on the end of your fishing rod and having a good day.
Yeah, if I catch a fish with a pocket vagina, I think that's a fish worth eating. You know, if it's dumb enough to fall to go into that, then it deserves to be eaten.
Yeah, I'm just tricking myself.
Yeah,
I deserve an island. Like, what the fuck?
All right, last question, guys. Y'all ready?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, best podcast moment
for us?
Yes, sir.
Oh wow, that's a. So this is something that I always keep in the back of my mind. If everyone's going to ask this question, it's a Slade. Thank you for asking me. So when we first started this, we actually had another guy who was here with us. And the first day I showed up to do this, after I bought mics for all of us to try to like figure this out, I showed up and I walked in. And I saw Adam. I was like, so where do we plug these things in? And he goes, I don't know, dummy. Like I don't have anything. So I was like, well, I don't know where to put these mics then. So we decided then to use my phone.
Yeah.
And we used my phone, which I still have. It's in my pocket right now. It's the same phone that I used back then. I still have it in my pocket now. And our first four episodes that aren't virtual are off of my phone. Until we got a mixer. So I would say that the first moment I realized that Adam was the quintessential partner in my podcast, because he called me an idiot and told me to figure it out. And then when I panicked, he's like, I said my cell phone, and he supported it 100%. And that's the yes and moment that I always looked for. And that he gave that to me in hour one of our podcast. And now that we're here, like, we have two cameras, we're talking over Zencast, we're talking to Slade, we're talking to all these podcasts, we have listeners, and we're doing things. We have this beautiful custom banner. We have a lot of stuff now, and it all grew off of my cell phone. And it's all because this guy to the right of me decided that he wasn't going to give up on us trying this. And I owe a lot of what we do to that moment. And to me, before the mics even came on, that's my favorite podcast moment, is that this guy here didn't let me just give up whenever we faced the first barrier in trying to get the podcast going. So,
so much worse than
103 episodes later, we just did our 103rd episode today. I owe it all to Adam's insatiable desire to have this podcast and not to let me give up. So I'll live to Adam now to give me his, like, we talked about dicks this one time and it was hilarious.
Adam, how would you like to ruin this beautiful moment?
I will ruin this beautiful moment by saying my most wonderful moment was at one point we started talking about Buca di Beppo on a podcast. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of weird how they have the Pope's room in every Buca di Beppo, but it's just his head. It makes me feel like we're eating his guts in the pasta. And Matt, we literally had to cut for a while because Matt was dying laughing. So it's the hardest I've ever made him laugh ever. But besides that, I don't think we've had our... I just am imagining the future and, like, what guests we can have on and, like, who we can feature locally here in Pittsburgh to, like, that can benefit from us. Like, yeah. We've done some good. I think we can do even better. But yeah, it's just whatever the fuck I can say to make this guy laugh is what I like. But I definitely remember, like, I don't know how Buca di Beppo even came up, and I was like, Pope, I feel like I'm eating his guts. And, like, you cut a lot of it from the podcast because it got graphic, but you left it in the opening cut and the ending cut, and I was like, yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Well, guys, we're out of questions for Between Two Pods. Now, here's my favorite part. The AMA gets flipped. Is there anything you would like to ask me?
Oh!
Slade, I'd love to know this. So, you've had an opportunity to interview dozens of podcasts, and you've had conversations with just different personalities over all of these months. What is one question that you regret asking a podcaster because of the answer that you received?
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that. That's against the rules.
Welcome to the Jojatorium, baby. Editor, producer.
How are you still asking questions like that after 7 beers?
You stopped counting at 7. That's incredible.
I don't think I've had one. I've not had anybody go too deep dive off the rails, at least not for me, because I feel like I can bounce off about anybody.
Good
and
for
so
you.
I've not had that moment where I was like, ugh, you know, I haven't had that yet. So,
had a couple of those myself, buddy.
I was just saying, 103 episodes, we had a bunch of
those. We had a couple of
like,
those, yeah.
Like, there's one that's out now. I talked to Nave from Gaming Together.
Yeah.
And if you don't know who this person is, it's a rabbit hole deep dive you can go down. All of us on the Game Club Pod have. But you ever heard of Chris Chan on the internet?
No.
Oh, it's a rabbit hole. And so this dude it's basically, like, the most documented person in, like, history, I feel like, because I know everything about them from, like, birth to now. And they got arrested on National Girlfriend's Day for having incestuous sex with their mother.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
My pocket pussy statement has gone down.
right. And there's like a documentary, and that documentary is like 80 episodes in, and we haven't hit that point in history yet.
Nice. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. So that, I mean, if I'm willing to talk about that with somebody, I don't think I've hit that point yet where, like,
yeah.
But I'm also one of those people that I don't think any subject's off topic ever.
I'm good with that.
I like that.
I don't, even if it, like, offends me or upsets me, I still think it should be a conversation to be had.
Okay. So that leads me into my next question for you then, and I'm glad you've done that. Okay. The next question I have for you then is, what is a topic that you think of yourself that you won't talk about? Now, there are lots of things going on in the world right now that are very off. We just don't talk about them.
Right, right.
So what's one thing that you just simply will not touch?
It's three things, actually.
Oh,
so
wow, okay.
It's money, politics, and religion.
Okay.
I think those are like, if you want to like polarize people really quickly, pick one of those three things and run with it, and you can do that. But I always hope that people come to here and realize that they're going to have a little bit of escape from that for, you know, whatever time that I'm talking or whoever I'm talking to know that that's just not going to be a part of this conversation. We're just here to have a good time and enjoy our little, you know, just forget what's going on out there in the world. Just enjoy our little section of time right here.
I like that. And again, I share that same goal with you. I want to make sure that we, you know, give people an escape from what's going on.
That's the thing with the game club. You know, we talk about games from L. We've talked about stuff from the N64, the SNES. You know, that's timeless stuff. And I'm hoping that little, you know, hour or whatever of time is good for people.
So the last question I have for you then, and I'm sure my colleague here has one or two for you. I have to know, being an avid video game player as you are, someone who analyzes new games, old games, and such, what is one game that you classify as a classic from front to back?
Ooh, there's a couple of them, actually. I have a few for those.
I need your number one.
Come on, he's doing what I do.
I can't let you do this. I can give you one because it's the only game I've ever done this with.
Okay.
And it's called Undertale.
Okay.
It's like a 16-bit RPG made by Toby Fox.
Okay.
And I've told so many people, and I'll tell the two of you this as well. If y'all buy it, play it, and don't like it, I will give you your $10 back. That's literally how excellent. And I've never given anybody their $10 back. I made that same thing with one of my employees, and I was like, "You go play it." I was like, "I'll give you your $10 back." You know, it's like, "I'll give it back to you." And then he came back over the weekend. And he was like, "You're right." It's like, it's excellent. And I'm like, I told you.
You should pay me $10.
I was going to say,
I think it's a perfect game.
I was going to say, because for me, it's a game, Chrono Trigger, the original Super Nintendo.
You ripped that hard.
Oh, dude. Love that game. Still love that game. Bought it for Nintendo DS. Got it. Like, that's my favorite game. Front to back. I've unlocked all 13 endings twice.
Yeah.
So I'm here for it.
There's like three main runs in Undertale. So most people end up doing the neutral one. You just fight the bosses and enemies as they come and go. But then you realize, oh, I've played the game wrong. So there's a pacifist run where you have to beat everything without killing anybody.
That's a challenge. So,
and you only have like 20 HP the whole game, and the boss does like 50 damage at the end of the game. That's fun.
You have to
talk your way out of it, though, is the thing.
Yeah.
Because it's turn-based, so on your turn, you're just talking them down. And it's so fun, and the ending's very impactful. On the flip side of that, there's...
Yeah.
On the flip side, there's the genocide run. And the genocide run... Yeah, in the genocide run, you basically just keep in, like, certain maps. You know, if you're in, like, the snow town or whatever, you just keep walking in circles until the text prompt says, "Nobody came." And it's like, well, you've killed everybody in town. Move on to the next screen, please.
Just like my birthday.
I think it's perfect.
So what do you got? I'm sure you had a couple.
Oh, well, I definitely have to ask you your favorite brewery or beer.
So favorite local is Goblin Bonds. I love those guys. Second favorite local, and this is here in my town, is the Rail Yard Brewery. Unfortunately, the Rail Yard is, they're like tied into a restaurant. They don't bottle their own stuff. You can get like a growler of it to go, but
right.
I can't pick up camp. Really neat thing about Common Bonds, it's also ran by a professor from Auburn University.
Oh, nice.
It's like his little pet project to do. But if they have something on tap and they're like, you know, not bottling it, then you say, "Hey, can I get that to go?" They'll can it right there out of the draft.
Nice.
And you can take it with you. It's super nice. It's also attached to like a like a pizza place. And you can go to the pizza place and be like, "Hey, I'm next door," and they'll bring you the pizza as well.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, it's very cool. It's very cool. But like my Lone Star, that's my favorite beer of all time.
Oh,
it's like the one beer I wish I could get here in Alabama. I can't. But I'm a light lager guy. I really do. I love a light lager.
I can't deny you on that. Yeah. I'm also turning into a light lager guy. I'm getting more and more into that as I get older. But they're also becoming mainstream too. Well, they're the new hazy IPA.
As you brew them too, because you find how much care in.
So much care it takes.
Yeah. I've done two brews, like two beer brews. I've done a Mexican lager and an American lager.
Nice. Oh, cool.
And I've tried mead twice, and both times just turned out awful.
I haven't tried mead yet, but what I've had, like, local home brewed mead, and I love it. Just not what I've made. But I love brewing Mexican lager. So I'm with you on that. I'm just gonna run through all of our fucking tropes on the podcast. What's your favorite horror movie?
Ooh, favorite horror movie.
And you probably know what's coming next.
I can't pull. Anyways, probably Chucky or Saw. No, let's go Saw.
Okay.
Let's say the first Saw too. Not amazing. You know, when it's getting really over the top, when the budget you can tell is still limited and everything, and it feels way more. It's way more, you know, like tight. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you're saying Saw 2 specifically, or just Saw, the original?
The original.
Okay.
I think after the third one, that's when it's like
it jumps the shark.
It starts. I think at like four, it's setting up the ramp. At five, it's figured out the shark part to jump over. You know what I mean? Like the escalation, you can see it really in four, and then
by five, they're like, the shark's back there.
Yeah, we already did that shit, bro. We're on the new stuff. We have two sharks now.
Well, and then I will not keep you super super long. I will go with, what is your favorite combat sport, and then what is your favorite participant from said combat sport?
Ooh, favorite combat. Well, okay, so first of all, Stone Cold Steve Austin for favorite participant. Right. But I don't think I've ever mentioned this. I did Taekwondo for years.
He's a fucking black belt. And I knew it.
I have actually a black belt in Taekwondo.
Get the fuck out of here.
I've got medals in sparring and for like form and everything. I did that for a very long time, like all the way through high school.
The dragon in like, him whenever we got on the camera.
very fucking respectable.
Okay, congratulations to you, man. It's a lot of dedication and not always happening.
It was a lot of fun to do. I got to travel to go, like, you know, do like meets and everything. It was fun.
Oh yeah. Not easy at all though.
I was two very polarizing sports to participate in as like a child. I was playing on the golf team, and then I was also doing Taekwondo. So
yeah, it'd be really tough if you got it mixed up.
I show up with my you know, my gloves and everything. I'm like, what the fuck? Why is everybody on T-Rex? What are we doing?
In all fairness, you're either getting your ass kicked or you're kicking ass. You show up to a golf tournament in Taekwondo gear, you're fucking killing.
Why'd he kick the cart girl in the face?
Bro, you know, like the Happy Gilmore shot? Watch this roundhouse real quick. You know, just...
Oh yeah.
Then, you know, vice versa, show up to the like sparring tournament with like a 9-iron.
Everyone forfeits. Tiger Woods in the house, y'all. We got to break out of this thing.
I think that's all I got.
Yeah?
I think so.
Is there anything else y'all would like to talk about? Like I said, it's y'all's episode. Y'all are free to.
Oh man, that's
you can ask me anything you want to. You can sit here and chat. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter to me.
What about you, Slade? I'm sure there's something burning inside of your brain.
Oh no,
that you've always wanted to ask a podcaster, but you never asked before, and you've never had a duo like us before. We will answer just about any question.
Make us argue. It'll be really good.
I feel like I made y'all argue really good earlier, to be honest.
You did a great job, and all it took was pro wrestling, so our threshold is low. But what's the one question that you would like to ask podcasters that you never get to ask?
So I'll give y'all a little peek behind the curtain.
Okay.
So Between Two Pods actually has a 40-question list, right?
Okay.
And as y'all's conversation, sometimes y'all end up answering stuff. So, like, a question gets dropped. Like, if you go back and listen to this episode, I probably only asked y'all, like, 12 questions because y'all end up answering something else that I had in mind.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have anything too particular now that I'm looking back through it. Other than I never asked y'all, why do you podcast? And the biggest thing behind that is, instead of, like, you know, some people go straight up to streaming or, you know, go off to, you know, obviously y'all are doing YouTube now. But, you know, some people start with one of those. But why did you pick podcasting over those?
I suck at video games.
I do, too. I do, too. So yeah. Don't worry about it.
Well, we just didn't have video capability for this first couple episodes.
Yeah,
like, whatever we could do audio was king. And, like, Matt, in all fairness, Matt built us up. Like, he got our first mixer. Then I got a second mixer, like, if we had to do it virtual, just so the sound was on point.
Right.
And he got us the microphones we're using, which were way better than what we had. And then he introduced video. Like, this is Matt's baby. I am just along for the ride, and I contribute as best I can. Like, it's, I try to keep it funny. If he needs ideas, I give him ideas. But, like, the way he writes our podcast is pretty all-inclusive. And, like, I kind of feel like when he sends me the show notes, I know where I need to punch in. And I just let him know, like, 10 minutes before we hit record, like, hey, I added notes here and here. Those are mine. I just wrote them down because I wouldn't remember otherwise.
I do. I have, like, the handy-dandy notebook next to me, and that's, like...
Well, it just works well because he can write the notes and put his opinions down because he has a family. He has, you know, he has kids. He's got a wife. He's got a home. He's got a career. His commute's a little... not even a little. Way worse than mine. So if he hits me a day before with some talking points, it's like, I have some time to research. No matter how busy my day is, I'll sneak in some research. I'll get some fucking funny puns in there, like some anecdotes in there that, like, well, my whole fucking idea about it is, like, answer his questions, but also, like, try to pop him a little bit. Try to get him to laugh or whatever. And it's just fun for me. Like I said, like, the whole reason I do the podcast is just because we're hanging out drinking beers. Like,
yeah,
everybody at... When we went to dive bars together in college and even when I for a while I didn't live here and we just talked via text. But then when I came back, like, we started hitting bars again and, like, people were just like, you guys are just so fucking interesting to listen to. You're fucking hilarious. Because we would get in these arguments at fucking bars. Yeah. So it was like, whatever.
Loud
as
shit, too.
Whatever I can do to argue. Whatever I can do to argue with this motherfucker is going to be entertaining. So
I will say that to kind of go back to your point, you know, something I wouldn't ask somebody, worst kind of guest. And I've had one episode like, I've had a few of these that I've not been really happy with, but I had one. I don't want to name, well, the podcast isn't around anymore, and I don't want to name who it is on recording. I can tell you later. But I had to, like, drag the answers out of them and put, because to me, I am not a part of this show. This is just my audience getting to meet the two of you. You know what I mean? So a lot of times I just sit here quietly and let y'all go on about your business. And right, I think that's part of what makes this so much fun. But there's one episode I just had to, like, tooth and nail drag answers out of people. And I was like, I hate everything about this right now. This is not fun anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was our worst.
We had one.
We had one or two where, like, we would, especially Matt, like, Matt put a lot of care into the fucking questions. And it was probably like a, you know, 30-word question, like, building it up and then asking the question. And then we would get three answers back.
Yeah.
And by the third question, me and him definitely made eye contact. It was like, how are we stretching this episode into an hour? Because we're like, we're getting no answers. Thankfully, like, the second half of that episode was way better. Like,
oh, yeah,
after we got through the interview, it panned out fine.
I think
that was our nightmare.
When you saw the panic in my eyes,
yeah,
like, because we configure ourselves in, like, more of a T whenever we're on with somebody else. It's me,
right,
the guest, and then Adam's, like, kind of in the back there too. And I like Adam was saying, I was constructing this very long, intricate, like,
question,
trying to pull something from them, and I was hit with like a, yeah, that's just how it goes answer. I made eye contact with Adam, and he's like, I could see him looking at me, and he knows that I know that I'm like diarrhea. Like, yeah, yeah,
like, yeah. I think by the third or fourth question where you were just getting two word answers, like I would start answering as yeah. well, just to like
bring pad something.
Because yeah. like my right. my like worst case scenario, Matt would have to include my answers in. But like if the second half went well, we can just cut them, like whatever. But it's like, if this episode's only 35 minutes, it's going to fucking suck.
You got like, shit, yeah. bro.
Right, exactly.
So I was like,
exactly.
well, I will pad these. Like, I'll answer it from my perspective or yeah. add something to it.
But
because you were just like looking at me like,
what do we do? But it goes back to that thing, too. Like, one of the reasons why we do it is because we get to hang out. And the thing about that is we know how to talk to one another, we know how to support one another, so when we make that eye contact, I didn't say a damn word. He just saw the look on my face and he's like, oh shit,
right.
I gotta do something here. So and you're not giving yourself credit right here, you jumped in on the answer to answer the question I looked at you with, and you were right. like, okay, let me give you about a 5-minute response right. to that. And then from there,
I also tried to like start spitballing like follow-up questions,
yeah,
like, if it would help. Yeah. It didn't a lot, but in some instances it did. But I was trying.
Ended up being a pretty good. It ended up being a good episode because of this,
right? Y'all getting the work together, right.
Yeah. And that's, you know, we learned a lesson there, and then we tried it again with another person very similar, and we know how to fuck your shit up. So like, yeah.
What I think even more importantly with our successful episodes is we know how to build each other up, but we also know how to tear each other down.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, y'all's chemistry is just infectious. You
the,
know,
the tear down is great.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, our girlfriend sent me a text a little while ago. She's like, I've not heard you laugh this much in a while. And I'm like, yeah, but this is gonna be a good one, you know. So
glad to hear it.
Well, we're glad we could be entertaining for you, Slade, yeah, because
yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
We've been talking about this, he and I, all day, just trying to get on with you. And
yeah.
this is Adam's favorite thing to do on our podcast, to answer questions that we yeah. receive from our listeners. And then from me just kind of going through the internet and bringing some things to the answer. So this is like our favorite.
I'm in
vehicle.
My realm.
Yeah, this is it, man.
Yeah, like, well, that's all this is supposed to be, is like, you know, I kind of take like a little cue from, I guess, Hot Ones. I just ask a question and I'm like, all right, there's no chicken wing here, but. You got to go with your answer, and I got to sit here and like bounce off you.
I should have brought chicken wings. I love chicken wings.
I love chicken. Yeah, I love a good chicken wing, man.
I've been saying for the longest time, I got to get somebody to whoever will like buy the hot sauce with me, and let's just do a Hot Ones interview. Oh, I'll have 10 yeah. really good questions.
We've done it.
We've done the last dab.
We've done the last dab.
We didn't do them all, but we did the last dab.
How is it just like brutally hot, or is it just
there's no flavor? It's just
there's
hot.
No, it's just heat.
Yeah, okay. So it was hot. Like it was probably like 3 or 4 seasons ago now, but it was
yeah
it was just heat. And you almost fucking died. I was kind of
that
okay.
was tough. That was tough.
It, like it pained me, but you were like yeah. unable to talk.
I homemade chicken tenders for that one.
Yeah,
that was a good one. Yeah,
that was very nice.
Homemade chicken tenders, first of all, always a good call.
Matt brought Dino Nuggies.
Beer battered, beer battered.
Yeah, they were nice.
Yeah, beer battered chicken tenders.
Nice. Yeah. I used to manage a Firehouse Subs. I don't know if this is the chain y'all
oh.
have.
Oh, so yeah. We fucking love Firehouse
with all
Subs.
The hot sauces.
Look
yeah,
how thick
man.
We
right,
are, bro.
With all the,
we man, love that shit.
Well, same. But I used to manage one of those in college. And, man, the hot sauces, we had the bomb. And I've tried it.
Yeah.
It's there's no fun. There is no fun. Every yeah. time I see somebody eat the bomb on the Hot Ones, I'm like, I feel my entire digestive system feels for you right now.
I'm in 100% agreement with you. I've had that twice before, and it is literally just pain. There's no flavor to it at all.
No, it's just, and that's the thing I never get about hot sauce. You know what I mean? Like some people just want like I have a buddy of mine who's like that. Where there's a place called Bob Baumhauer's. He was like he's a running back for the University of Alabama, and then he played in NFL, and now he has like a chain of restaurants. They make good wings. But they have like the Inferno level, you know, whatever the chain restaurant yeah. hot one is. And then like I'll go eat with them, we'll have like, you know, the giant pitcher of beer, and he'll be like, all right, yeah, I want the Inferno, but tell the chef double it. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, that's why you're in the toilet shitting for an hour. All right.
Like, what's wrong with you? Lots of things.
Put the toilet paper in the freezer, right?
Yeah. I asked his dad one time. I was like, did you not love him enough? You know, that's like, I was like, is he looking for a hug through hot sauce?
Speaking of being,
I have no idea.
Speaking of hot sauce and being from Alabama, you ever pull the Alabama wet wipe whenever you're eating hot wings?
Alabama wet wipe.
You never heard of this before, Slade?
No, I have not. No, all right, not.
Let me help you
wait,
out.
Wait, Adam, run off. Let me
tell you. Oh, yeah. I chased him right off. So let me tell you right now. So the Alabama wet wipe is whenever you're at the bar, you had the hot wings, you had too many IPAs, you go to the bathroom, and you're definitely dropping heat.
Yep.
You go to clean up, and you know you need a wet wipe, and you just hit with the old spitter. And you go into the
No, I've never done that.
Learned that one from Theo Vaughn. He's like, yo, man, call the Alabama wet wipe, bro. Go ahead, spit on that thing, bro, right now, now.
I do have one of those questions that's like one of those like room dividing questions.
Yeah.
And this is a fun one for anybody if you have an even room of people. You wipe your butt sitting down or standing up?
Oh, sitting down. Who the fuck stands up wiping their ass? Also, I have a bidet. I'm classy. So I enema myself every time I go boom boom.
Adam, are you a stander?
So you're totally correct. It is dividing. I was a stander.
Oh my God, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I was a stander, but now I have a bidet. So
why would you stand up?
Because it's a better angle.
For who?
Me.
Who else would it be for?
Good God, man.
How
stand and spread.
You stand up, your butt cheeks come together.
No, you gotta spread them out.
you know how you spread them out?
Spread with the right,
You know how you spread them out better? Sitting the fuck down.
I mean, maybe for a cursory.
Use the seat of a toilet to act as a chest separator.
No, that's how you get hemorrhoids.
The butt cheeks.
That's how you get hemorrhoids.
That's how you get
hemorrhoids. Urban legend. That's how you get hemorrhoids.
That's an urban legend. But I'm telling you, if you want,
you know, we don't even have to talk about it because now I got a bidet. So
yeah, but I have to go back.
And
to
I taught, I schooled you on
blah,
that.
Blah, 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 blah. Can you please come back for a second?
I schooled you.
You
on
used
the
to
bidet.
Wipe your asshole by standing up.
Yeah,
insane to me. I don't know how
in your
you
house
function. As,
I've done it in your house.
What the fuck?
In your house, 99. Are you Shawn Michaels versus Sid Vicious?
Jesus Christ, dude, you were wiping your ass standing up in my house?
A bunch of times.
Disrespecting my mom's house like that. I can't
no,
believe
no,
that.
No, 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 no.
My
house. Your
house.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I would never do that at your mom's
disrespecting
house.
My wife's house. I don't get it.
That is one of my favorite questions, by
awesome
the way.
That is an awesome question.
The toilet seats.
Oh, my God. Give us another one of those.
Those are the questions. Whoa. Before we go on. The toilet seat's a fulcrum. That's what I was trying to say. It's a fulcrum. You sit down. You put right butt cheek down first, then you spread, and you put your left.
I've never had those big guy
problems.
Spread that
butthole. You go full Pornhub.com on that butthole.
I've never done that.
And you spread out, and then as the Alabama wet wipe, and you come out, and you're clean as a whistle, man. I don't. How do you stand up? You have
with my feet and legs.
You have Harrison Ford caked shit in your butthole
no.
right now.
No, I don't.
I'm gonna call you the
not
Duke right now because you have calcified poop. Standing up the wipe is insane.
It's the gentleman's way to do it.
Gentleman, yeah. What back in fucking dark ages?
It's the gentleman's way. To do it.
Sir Lancelot over here wiping his ass
let's
like a knight of the
let's
round
talk,
table.
Let's talk to our favorite European.
What,
let's talk to Dan.
Hey Dan. Dan has culture and values. I'm sure he's not wiping his ass standing up.
I'm sure he is.
He had a bidet.
That's how they salute the queen. Well, now king. I mean, that's what I call it.
Next question.
That's why we do the podcast. Next I like to pop him like that.
Next question, please.
That's it. That's the hardest he's laughed all night.
Thankfully, this is on video for once, but Matt just turned beet red. We might have broke Matt there, to be honest.
I did a little bit. That's my goal.
Makes my head hurt.
That is
drinking that dark lager now, buddy. You're in trouble.
It is so one of my favorite polarizing questions.
That's a great one. You got another one? I like arguing with this.
Because you're wrong. You try to bring this backwater bullshit into my house and culture.
I grew up poor. You're gonna get my answers.
You probably splashed toilet water in your asshole too, didn't you?
A couple times. Yeah, man. I'm trash.
It's just one of those. It's a statement, really. But either you pee in the shower, or you're a fucking liar.
I brushed my teeth and pee in the shower simultaneously before I came here.
I almost pee in the shower every time I'm in the shower. When the water hits you, you just got
to
do it.
I'll actually hold it to go into the shower and pee in the morning. Soupy piss.
Let me take another.
Soupy piss. Frothy, brothy piss in the morning. And I hold it. I go in there. I'm like, I'm going to show my shower drain what's up. Also, too, the hot urea that comes through, it probably cleans up my drain.
Ooh, can I ask both of you a question?
Oh, yeah.
Is this what I was going to state already? But okay, I might as well just ask everybody so I feel better about it. Did you ever piss in the shower with somebody else?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Ooh, no.
Slade, you're a loser, bro.
No, he's I will argue he's a gentleman, but I'm also on your side, which, yes, almost.
I would like to say that, no, I'm not really a gentleman. My shower in there is not very big. Okay. So it's not fun to be in there with somebody else because either you're under the water where it's nice and warm or you're off in the cold side. There's no like universal warmth for everybody.
I challenge you to say use peeing in the shower as a deterrent for the person who's hogging the hot water to move out of the way. Like, oh, here it comes.
Or warm your cold friend up.
That's true. If your friend is not in the water, be like, I have something for you. And then you fire
him. Babe, I got this. Hey, you're cold? Don't worry about it. Yeah. You know.
I just heard this life in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I just heard this life hack from the Game of the Woods.
Pee on your spouse.
They call it the Pennsylvania Jacuzzi. I don't know.
How did you know what we call that? That's incredible.
It loosens up your muscles and everything.
You got a sore knee from the cold? Let me pee on that real quick. Jellyfish and sore knees. That's what we say we cure that with over here.
Do y'all, because, all right, so obviously further north than I am, and hearing what I've been through, do you have any good, like, expressions your dad and or granddad told you when you, like, messed something up? Like, Southern parents are full of these.
The worst one I was ever told.
So I worked for the family business, and my granddad was still alive. He was like 90 something years old, and in my mind was, you know, the good old man, went to church every Sunday, never swore or anything like that until I started working there, and then I had a completely different side. And I forgot what I did. I broke something really expensive, and he looked at me dead in the eyes, and he goes, "Son, if you're gonna fuck it that bad, you should have stuck your dick in it." And I'm like, God damn.
I got one too.
Go ahead. Go with yours.
Mine was anything stupid, my dad would say to me. It would have made more sense if you put a screen door on a submarine, son.
Mine was from, rest his soul, my Uncle Bob. He died on a lawnmower. I'll tell you that one in a second.
You sure you're not from Alabama?
It sounds like it.
I will tell you a good hack. Southwestern PA, not far from Alabama.
No, very snobby.
We are called Pennsyltucky, not in this part.
I would say he would always yell at me, "Boy, that dog won't hunt." And then he died on a lawnmower. So the funny thing about that was he had this thing.
This is going to make me sound so rude.
You got pulled over on a lawnmower, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. So my best friend was in basic training at the time, and him and his wife had a house like 3 streets down from me. And I was like, I don't want to put the lawnmower on a trailer or whatever. So I hop on the zero turn. I got one beer between my legs. I got one in the cup holder, right?
As you should.
Yeah.
And then I got one in my hand on the stick. So obviously there's an open container in one of these. And I'm just taking the lawnmower down the street. And the cop, you know, just woo, hits me. And I stop, cut the lawnmower off. And he just walks out and he goes, "Really?"
You're like, you know where we live, son?
Yeah. I was like, do you see that truck? I was like, that's my house. I was like, that one on the corner is my best friend's house. He's in basic. I'm going to cut the yard. And he's like, don't have the beer open next time. Like, it was more like the, like, the I'm not mad, I'm disappointed conversation. Yeah, you know what I'm like?
You got a half a six pack on this lawnmower, sir.
You're good to go. Keep going.
Yeah.
How do you cut the grass without a beer?
Well, that's why I figured they put a cup holder on the thing. You know what I mean? That's exactly. Yeah, it's got to be. So,
I custom fit one on my old rod mower. I got a on the wheel well.
I just used the old
football. Yeah. So I got the custom fit on the Craftsman, man. I got to put it on there before I sold it. It was the shit. I love it.
I just like the idea of Adam walking behind the lawnmower with, like, the football helmet, two beers in it.
Yeah, I live in a dead end, so nobody's judging me.
I would praise you.
Nobody ever sees it happening. My one neighbor maybe sees me sometimes.
He's like, fuck yeah, brother.
Yeah, he burns trash in his yard openly. Like, nah. I'm still above him.
He has anything to say that.
About to say, I live around a bunch of old people. I'm always feeling the judgment. It's fine. The old dude next to me, 93, still push mows his own yard. And, like, I feel bad because I'm out there on the zero turn zipping around the yard. And I'm like, can I do it? And he's like, no.
This is my only time away from my wife.
It's probably what it keeps him. Yeah, it's probably what keeps him going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll sneak over there and do it, but the problem is if mine gets like a millimeter higher than it should be, he'll be at my house.
Oh yeah.
I can't let you.
Don't you like, die on my property.
Exactly. My luck, he's gonna have a heart attack over there and like fall over.
Oh,
it'll be like your Uncle Bob. He'll be getting drugged by like the self-propelled lawnmower like across my yard.
Just bang into a tree and just meet Jesus.
I'm gonna come home from work and I'm like, Bill.
Well, hey, kids, it's your dad. He's dead.
I also just couldn't picture telling somebody like that whatsoever. Like, yep, that's how I found him.
The plain look on his face when he informed us at the funeral only made me laugh. And the good thing about that was because he was in the military. And I started laughing, but he started laughing, and it made sense.
Just that dark humor.
Yeah, it just resonates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, if do y'all have anything else for me?
No, man.
I was about to say, if that answers yes, I'm a pee, and then I'm going to come back to over here.
Okay. Go do your thing.
Since the answer is no, let's wrap up. One more time. Give the plugs. Where can everybody find y'all?
So we are here in the Judgetorium. We are at Decay and WTV on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, Threads, YouTube, TikTok, and everything in between. Start with social and with media. You'll find us, Decay and WTV. Do not forget to send us in your questions, comments, and whatevs to decayandwtv@gmail.com. We will answer them here on our show. And on to my partner.
Yeah. Just brewing homebrew here. If you're in the southwestern PA Pittsburgh area, bash_brew. See what we're brewing up. It's available here in the tap room, or we can bottle some up to go.
And always pay attention to Adam's Instagram, because we do consistently give to charities. And if there's one popping up, we will have the ability for you to donate to that charity, or if you're in our area to get beer from us, then your money can go to that charity. So again, that's @bash_brew on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, X. And also to
lies, I'm not on X.
He's there. He doesn't do shit with it.
But if also, you message me on it, I'll
yeah. But also too, with Decay and WTV, I always like to double up with Adam too. So you'll know what's going down there if you follow us, and vice versa.
Absolutely. Thank you guys again so much for being on.
Yeah, man, this is a blast.
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Slade. I appreciate it, dude. And the invite is just awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad y'all had a great time, and we'll see everybody in the next episode.
Hell yeah. Bye.
Bye.